This Family Life News Podcast is made possible by the support of listeners like you.
And welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education. Mondays during the Noon Report, we spotlight the issues impacting our schools with Dr. Ralph Kerr at the Teaching and Learning Institute. Ralph, welcome back to the program, sir. Lots to dig into this week.
Thank you, Bob. Great to be with you again today.
Hey, we are still waiting for a state budget in New York. It is late again, and schools are in fiscal dire straits, to say the least. Many have already proposed laying off teachers and staff. It's kind of all over the state this is happening. Want to ask you, was this financial belt tightening preventable? And what's the latest with the proposed changes to the school funding formula?
Well, probably sometime this week there will be a budget in place, but certainly this could have been prevented on the part of schools, and they are really in trouble at this point because they, during the COVID, where they got a lot of extra money from the federal government, instead of using that money, which was intended for to help online learning happen better, they went out and hired a whole bunch of additional staff, both teachers and support staff, with not taking into consideration that was short-term money, and now it has indeed run out. And so, as you said, many districts are looking at laying off teachers and staff. If it doesn't happen in your district this year, it will next year because there's just not the money to support it going on into the future.
Quick follow-up. A lot of the complaint has been, why is it the teachers that are being laid off and not the administration? It seems like whenever there's layoffs, it's always teachers and never administrators. Is that a valid argument?
Well, certainly the area of administration needs to be looked at whenever there are cutbacks. In some districts, there's no doubt that there are too many administrators. You know, we just need another boss.
Yeah.
Too many chiefs, not enough Indians, so to speak. But it is unfortunate, obviously, when anybody is laid off, because the people that are being laid off, it wasn't their fault for the decisions that were made earlier by the superintendent and the boards.
Well, hey, the teacher shortage crisis is a problem in both New York and Pennsylvania. And Pennsylvania is doing something about it. Governor Shapiro just this month and recently signed an order that allows student teachers to apply for stipends that can pay them up to $15,000. This is for student teachers. Since 2011, Ralph, there's been a 70% drop in the number of certified teachers in the Commonwealth. How do you think this stipend will help in reversing the teacher shortage problem?
Well, I think it's a variation on a theme that many states are now looking at, and that is paying student teachers a stipend with the condition that while they complete their bachelor's degree and in some cases even their master's, that they would commit to work for that district maybe for 2 years after they receive their degree. So it's worthwhile in that sense. But let me just add one word of caution. It takes a special person to be a teacher. And if your motivation for being a student teacher is to pick up $15,000, that's not going to help you in the end. Student teaching really is intended to help students decide whether teaching is for them or not. As long as you keep that in mind, I think it'll work out fine.
If you're looking to get into teaching to get rich, keep looking.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to happen.
Professors.
Yeah. And there are so many wonderful teachers out there, too. We want to encourage them as much and as often as we can. And then finally, Ralph, it's coming up fast in New York. Prospective school board candidates, you have just a week left to get your petitions in. April 22nd is the deadline that they must be in. That vote on school board is May 21st this year. Ralph, what are some of the responsibilities of school board members in New York?
Well, on our website, whyrun.org, we have a section that answers that question specifically. But let me just hit three of the most important ones in my mind. One is that it's the board's responsibility to hire and evaluate the superintendent of schools. And that's, in my mind, is the most important decision that school boards make. Secondly, they need to work together with the administration and other board members to create a shared vision for how the district's going to look and how it's going to operate. And then thirdly, the board adopts the annual budget for presentation to the community, which ultimately impacts the tax rate. In other words, what do people pay in their school taxes? So those are just three of the really important things that school boards do. Let me just say that I spoke recently with somebody who is still considering running for their school board. And as you said, there's not much time left, but I certainly encourage people that think maybe God is prompting them to move in that area to make that final step and get your petition in very quickly.
All right. Yeah, there's just a week left in New York for you to do that. And if you want to know more about what it takes to run for school board, maybe I should consider running for school board. Ralph, you have a wonderful website where folks can go and learn more about that very topic. What is it?
Just simply whyrun.org, whyrun.org. And by the way, did you say Bob Price was running for school board?
I did not, but thanks for playing along.
Thank you for listening to this Family Life News Podcast. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard, please share it with others and click the subscribe button to automatically receive future episodes. Family Life is a listener-supported ministry. Podcasts like this are made possible by your financial partnership. Find out more at familylife.org.